Monday Night Talk on Twitter. Start at 959watd.com/Monday Night Talk. And don't forget to add hashtag Monday Night Talk to your tweets. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
We are back. We want to thank Marty Terrell. Sorry, Marty, for butchering your name at first. I think I actually have a friend named Chris Tyrell, so that's why I kept thinking of it. It's a friend of mine who I've done work with.
Oh, don't worry. Every time you said
Joe,
it wrong.
Joe, I can't even say your name right. So.
Every time you said
actually,
it wrong.
Actually, I said your name wrong on purpose.
Just that's true.
But if you missed any portion of our show, don't forget that, in fact, you can go to the podcast site and listen to them over and over and over again. Or if you have iTunes, you can go into iTunes. Podcasts are free. Joining us for our next segment, this gentleman he's no stranger to the show. He actually was here a number of times last year in a different capacity. He is back, and he is a candidate for Plymouth County Sheriff. I speak of one Mr. Scott Vecchi. Sir, welcome back to Monday Night Talk.
And thank you for having me, Kevin.
Absolutely. Joe is the one who was like, you got to have this guy on.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate that.
Just trying to include Joe into the show.
Thanks, Kevin.
Last time we were speaking with you, you were a candidate for
County Commissioner.
What have you been doing since then?
I've been staying active, staying behind the scenes. I've been still out and about, involved in the county and what's going on. Unfortunately, that didn't go as well as I had hoped. However, there was a lot of bigger forces at play, and I kind of a Republican sweep that last year, and I feel that I got caught up in it.
What was the thought process behind announcing to run for sheriff?
When I was running for county commissioner, I still strongly believe in the county. I think the county government is still viable. I really hope. I know it has some issues right now, and I'm really hoping that the commissioners can take care of what they need to take care of to bring the county back to its vibrant self. One of the things that I had to look at then was I really love my job as a police officer. I love being a police officer. I get to ride a motorcycle at work. I'm on the SWAT team. I get to help people on a daily basis. And there's a lot of things that I get to do. And at the time, I wasn't quite ready to give that up. In a run for sheriff, obviously, I won't be able to be a police officer during the day and the sheriff later on. That's in for a penny, in for a pound, and
it's all or nothing, basically.
Exactly. So, the timing, for county commissioner, I really hope that I could do something good for the county while still maintaining the job that I love. But one of the things, everywhere I went and people started looking at my resume and my credentials, and they would ask me that, why aren't you running for sheriff? And I'm pretty sure that you asked me that question as well.
We may have asked you that question. Yeah. If it wasn't during this show, it might have been during one of the forums.
So that resonated with me. And the fact, even though the election, last year's election, didn't quite turn out the way I had hoped, 69,000 people in this county had their faith in me. And I was awed by that. That many people, 69,000 people, would come out and say, Scott Vecchi's the guy we want. And I looked at it, and I said, one of the things is county commissioner is obviously not a very high-profile election. There was a lot of blanks, and at the time, with limited resources, I got my message out as best as I could. And I think that people said, hey, this is a guy who can do some good in our community. And like I said, those 69,000 people, I'm really hoping that they're going to come out for me again this time. I'm pretty sure they will. But I looked at everything that had taken place, and we all sit back and I was fairly disappointed the day after the election when things didn't go out. But I started looking. I said, what did I do right and what did I do wrong? Mm. And I analyzed that a lot. I reflected back on all the people who had said, you should be sheriff. And one of the funny things that happened was, a couple weeks, a month or so later, I was walking through Home Depot. It was the Home Depot Lowe's. I wasn't in Plymouth. I was up in another part of the county, and they didn't have what I needed down in the Plymouth Kingston area. So I'd gone up the line, and a guy walking down there looked at me, and he goes, hey, you're Scott Vecchi, aren't you? And I went, yeah. And I looked at him. I said, I know you. And he goes, you know what? He goes, I voted for you. He goes, and I think that you would have done a great job. He goes, and if you are going to do anything down the road, He goes, I'll be there for you. And to me, I was like, wow. I was like, not only is election over, it's been over for a while, but this guy, you know, saw me. And at some point in time, we met at a function. He got a piece of literature. You know, he went to the website or whatever. And he said that Scott's the guy. And I thought that was amazing. And I said, you know what? I said, everybody said that sheriff is what I should be running for. My background screams sheriff. I'm a law enforcement professional. I've been a police officer for a long time, 21 years full-time as a police officer. I was a corrections officer before that. I was a deputy sheriff in Suffolk County. And my last bit of my Marine Corps active duty career back in the early 90s, I was what they call a chaser. I was a military prisoner escort. And what happened was after the first Gulf War, when we all came back, there were people who hadn't quite behaved properly, and they needed, you know, to face the charges that were against them and taken a trial, whether it was, you know, issues with government property or whatever it was. And one of my jobs at the end of my active duty stint was to go get those people from the brig, use of restraints, load them into the Humvee and take them to the trial and stay at the trial and then bring them back to the brig after their trial and face their sentencing. So corrections, you know, both as a chaser in the Marines and then as a corrections officer and deputy sheriff for the Suffolk County Sheriff's Department at South Bay, had a real profound effect on my career. It really, you know, kind of shaped me as a young, you know, individual heading into a career in law enforcement, and affected me the whole way down the road. When all you have is a set of keys and a radio, you learn how to talk to people. And you learn how to handle yourself, and you learn how to get things done without having to rely on any other tools besides your wit. And I think that really helped me early on as a police officer, and I think it continues to help me now. And like I said, as you know, as a Marine, I kept my career going in the reserves. I'm a retired gunnery sergeant of Marines. I'm an Iraq War veteran. You know, I possess those traits and skills that are necessary to lead. To properly lead the sheriff's department to where it needs to be as a professional law enforcement agency with the respect it deserves, so that all those correction officers that people don't think about them on a daily basis, but they're doing a hugely important job protecting the community by the proper care and custody of inmates. And if I can lead them and all the deputy sheriffs and to make that department as professional and as respected as I can, I think that would be something that I can definitely accomplish, that I have the traits and skills to do that. And I think it's a good fit.
Again, we're speaking with Scott Vecchi, candidate for Plymouth County Sheriff. Joe, you have a question, right?
Yeah, my question was going to be your experience. You talked to that very well. So I guess my next question is, you know, what have you learned in your past runs for office that may be able to help you kind of going forward here?
Well, one of the things that and I was actually just reminded, that I keep forgetting to tell people I'm an attorney. That's one of the things that one of the messages that I didn't get out quite as well last time as I wanted to. I learned that I really need to tell people about myself, to tell people about my qualifications. Again, as a former corrections officer, as a police officer for 21 years full time, after I came back from Iraq in 2006, I retired from the Marines, and the VA sent me to law school, and I learned more about the law. I learned more about everything, and sometimes I keep forgetting to tell everybody, you know, all these attributes. And one of the other things I learned a lot, especially in last year's campaign. I really learned that getting out there and like you were saying earlier, being everywhere, and you know, it was kind of funny. It almost became a joke of where isn't Scott Vecchi. And I think that the people really appreciated that, and that when I talked to people and I went to functions, that I talked to them. You know what I mean? I didn't talk at them. I didn't just talk about myself. That I said, you know, what are you looking for? What are you looking for in an elected official? And the people out there really want somebody that's responsive to them, that puts service before self, that puts the agency, that puts the office in front of what's good for them. And I truly believe that there's, you know, a lot of people are dissatisfied with our political, you know, what we have going on as a political structure right now. But, you know, as an attorney, one of my favorite classes was constitutional law. and I found out why things are the way they are and what is a constitutional office. I mean, that's something that the people don't really understand on a daily basis. You know, what are the constitutional officers of the Commonwealth?
Mm.
And when I talk to people and we had this discussion back and forth, you know, what are you looking for? What do you want your elected officials to do? And I took all the information they gave me and I made that part of my campaign. And I think that was one of the best things that I did. And I think that was why, like I said, those 69,000 people had that much faith in me.
I guess I would ask you, I think a part you had talked about doing work as a deputy at one particular time as part of your resume. As a sheriff, as somebody who's overseeing this and the department, I mean, what do you see the main function of the sheriff's department? Is it just basically overseeing jails? Do you see it as working with other police departments in the county? Do you see it as them offering services to other communities? What do you see your job as being the sheriff and you utilizing that department, you know, some of its services?
I mean, the answer is kind of all of the above. The primary job of the sheriff and the sheriff's department is the care and custody of inmates. And one of the things that we have to do is you have to realize these people are coming into the system. Some of them have been in the system before.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to reduce the recidivism rate in order that the community is safer, that the inmates are cared for properly. When I worked inside, one of the biggest things, and that was, like I said, we're talking early 90s. It was a different world. That was back when Deer Island had just closed. But the mental health screening is huge. Most of these people that come in and the reason why they're in custody is there's some background mental health issues that need to be addressed. Maybe not most, but a lot.
Mm.
And one of the things that I think is we need to set these people up, these people that have been sentenced, the inmates that come into the facility, we need to set them up for success. And if we set them up for success by increased mental health screening, right off the bat, part of the classification process, really increase that mental health screening, the programs they need. We start looking at other things that they need to do. You know, they come in as substance abuse is a huge portion. You know, I see it every day. As a police officer, every day I'm dealing with...
It's an epidemic.
Opiate addiction, yep. Domestic abuse, mental health issues, violent crime. And I'm seeing all these issues that they come in with. And then when they're sent over to the House of Correction, we need to make sure that those are all addressed properly by increasing the programs over there. They have some wonderful programs over there. I think we can do a lot better. Really focusing on the opiate crisis. Okay. I mean,
and you don't think that's happening now?
I think that they have treatment programs. I just have a little different take. I'm not going to really go specific because
no. But I want to ask. I mean, you know, when you to kind of get to delve, I want to kind of know. It's my job as an interviewer.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But when you look at it, it's a whole package. You start with a mental health screening. Then you start looking at the background reasons on why they're there. Substance abuse, whether it's opiate, whether it's alcohol, domestic violence, all that stuff, the batterers prevention programs. Like I said back to when I worked in the House of Correction, occasionally I would be sent in to monitor the inmates in those programs, and I'd stand in the back of the room, and it was almost like, you know, you got your couple hours of AANA, batterers anonymous, you know, all that stuff, and I took all that information in. And I said, you know what, these are issues. We need to set these people up for success by increasing these programs, by providing them with more tools they need, computer literacy. You got people that, you know, we work on GED. We work on getting them to read and write properly. That's the first step. But also providing them with computer literacy so that when they get out, it's not just Taco Bell and Wendy's that they're looking at jobs for, that they have the skill set they need to reduce that recidivism and to become productive members of society, and that also protects the people out in the county. And that was, like I said, I'm kind of going on a big tangent, but that's the
well,
first.
Well, that's why you're here, is just to kind of tell us why you're running for this and telling people who, I mean, you're going to be, this is kind of... Isn't this like your first interview since you've announced, right?
Yes, yeah, it is. We're talking about the care and custody inmates and reducing recidivism, protecting the, and on top of that, you know, like I said, we are there to the sheriff's department is there to provide services to the police departments of the county. And by providing services, whether it's BCI, whether it's K-9, you know, those are important, especially to smaller towns. You know, I'm fortunate where I work. We have a large detective division, but some of the smaller towns don't. So that the Bureau of Criminal Investigation at the Sheriff's Department plays an important support service. The canines over at the Sheriff's Department, hugely important to these small towns that can't afford to have a dog, or they have one dog and it's not available, you know, for some reason. Providing those support services to the towns is hugely important.
Joe, did you have a question?
No, I think that, you know, my question was just going to be some of the ideas that, you know, Scott has going into this, but it sounds like those are some of the ideas. Is there anything else? Maybe I don't want to say, I know you just started your campaign, but maybe not, I don't want to say specifically, but are there anything else going on within this Plymouth County Sheriff's Department that you would change or add on to that's going on specifically with Plymouth, say?
As a police officer, I'm also a law enforcement trainer. I have worked for the MPTC, training other police officers. I'm an adjunct instructor at Quincy College. So I really focus on the education aspect. So not only do I think that we need to work on the education for the people that are incarcerated, but also for the, you know, the deputy sheriffs and the corrections officers that are out there. And I think it's hugely important that we recognize that, you know, we need to give them the tools that they need to succeed as well. A lot of times, and it's, you know, as a police officer, I remember back when I was a transit police officer and we were clumped in the other agency category. You know, you had the city departments, then you had the town departments, then you had those other guys down there. And unfortunately, sometimes the deputy sheriffs don't get the respect they deserve. And part of the reason why I think they don't get the respect that they deserve is because we need to increase the amount of training that they get. We need to bring their training up more on par towards police officers. Because, you know, granted, you know, their primary function is inside, but there are a lot of people, the civil process division, that are out there. They have the warrant apprehension team. They have a bunch of other people that are out there, you know, performing some support law enforcement roles. And I think by increasing their training, you know, constitutional law, criminal procedure, you know, all that training, that we can bring them up on par and have the other police departments, you know, give them the appropriate respect that they deserve. They're hardworking people. And like I said, I think, you know, sometimes they just don't have the experience, you know, or the training to be recognized as the professionals that they are.
Is that something, though, in order to bring their training up, that's something I think you're going to have to go to where the Plymouth County Sheriff's Department is now, it's not really part of the county anymore. It's now...
It's part of the state.
It's part of the state, so you're going to have to be an advocate to getting those funds to be able to... Is that something you're willing to do?
Of course, to
fight for that money? And I mean, you look at today's day and age as to what we have for monies and how things are tight, you know.
And like I said, you know, as one of the trainers for my agency, you know, we found a lot of creative ways to really increase the amount of training that we do at reduced costs. And that's one of the things that you need to realize is that, you know, when you have a budget, you need to stay within your budget. You need to work within the budget. Obviously, I've met a lot of people along the way. I've become very friendly with a lot of our legislators. I think I would be very effective to advocate, you know, to bring that funding down so that we can do more training for the deputies, do more training for the corrections officers, you know, and use that additional funding. But you're not just going to look for more money, because, you know, spending money isn't the answer to everything. And you need to be frugal with the taxpayers' dollars, effectively use all of the monies that you're given, and maximize the amount of things you can do with the existing resources. And I truly believe that we can do that. Like I said, you know, in my agency, we do a lot of, you know, a lot of training. We do a lot more training than a lot of other agencies that I know. That's I'm proud to be a part of that. And I think that we do it in a frugal and effective manner within our budget.
Well, we have been speaking with Scott Vecchi, and he has announced that he is running for Plymouth County Sheriff in 2016. It isn't this year. It's next year, folks. If folks want to find out more about you, want to find out more about your campaign as it develops, how can they do that?
Oh, they can go to the website. The website has, you know, pretty much an overview of my ideas, my qualifications, but also my biography. That's voteforvecchi.org. Or you can just Google Scott Vecchi. It'll all pop up. The website is Scott Vecchi for Plymouth. I'm sorry, the Facebook page, Scott Vecchi for Plymouth County Sheriff 2016. It's V-O-T-E, the number 4, V-E-C-C-H-I.org is the website. And I really hope that people will go look. And I think if they look at my qualifications, my credentials, my background, they'll see that I am a law enforcement professional, that I am here to help the community, to protect the community, and I'll serve the community well as the next county sheriff.
Well, we want to thank you so much for coming in. I'm sure we're going to hear from you again, and we'll be here to provide the political forums as we've done in the past as we draw closer to next year. Anything else you want to say in closing?
I'd like to thank all the people that had their faith in me for county commissioner. I hope that they'll be there for me again in 2016. And I think, like I said, this is a natural fit for me. You know, I'm ready to move on to that next step in my career, to serve the community, to really do, you know, everything I can to protect the community, to serve the citizens of the county. And I think that I can make the Plymouth County Sheriff's Department the most professional, effective, and cost-efficient law enforcement agency that it can be.
There he is, Scott Vecchi, for Sheriff, Plymouth County Sheriff in 2016. We're going to step aside, and when we come back, we'll speak with State Representative Josh Cutler. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Monday Night Talk.
The South Shore's breaking news, weather, and traffic station.
95.9 WATD-FM Marshfield and 95.9 WATD.com.